did some study, but did you get a chance to break away for a little bit of a mental health break, a little rest for the second half of the season?
Yeah, for sure. It was a great timing for the bye week. And, you know, I got to study a lot more, but I also got to sort of take a breath and get away from football. You know, if you guys didn't see, I went hunting in Jeff Janis' backyard, so shot my first deer. And yeah, got my mind off for a little bit.
How important was the timing of the bye? Could it have been better for you to break down a start?
Yeah, no, it couldn't have been better. It was probably the best timing, especially just, you know, to get a start under my belt, get the cobwebs out, and now we got the last stretch of the season, and, you know, came at perfect timing.
What's Aaron's presence been like for you since he's been back?
Really good. You know, he's been a positive influence. Not only on me, but the team, and, you know, he always brings a good spirit around.
Now that you've had time to break down the film probably multiple times, what do you make of things in your first start? Some of the passes, is timing the biggest key there? Knowing when to get rid of it, doing it immediately type of stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's good and bad, but, you know, it's the first start. So, you know, I got a piece of it. Now we just put it together and get rolling.
Bro, what was the session like where you and Coach actually sat down and went over that film in detail?
You know, we just talked about every play. We always do that after games, though, so it's nothing new. We just go through play-by-play and go through everything.
You had one play, though, in the first half against the Saints. Looking, roll to your right, and you hit Jordy,
yeah.
You know, by the sideline.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is what this guy is.
Yeah.
Is that you? Is the pocket passing tough right now?
No, I think I like doing it all. You know, when we got a pass in the pocket, you know, our offense is built. When it's there, it's there. You know, we're going to take it. We're going to make our throws. But when it's not, you know, that's when you'll see us. Aaron did it a lot. You know, I'm a product of that. I do it a lot. When it's not there, you take off rolling and make something happen.
What player are you most proud of from your first start?
There was a lot of them. You know, I think this touchdown was fun. You know, it's always a good one. And, you know, just a couple of throws. The one to Jordy was fun. And, you know, there's just a couple opportunities there.
Will we notice differences in the offense, Brent, as time goes on here? Maybe catered a little more toward your skill set, or will it look like the same offense?
You know, our offense is our offense. There'll be probably a couple more things built around me, but we've been running this. I've been running this for 3 years, so, you know, I don't want to change it because this is what I know, and this is what we do.
Brent, what do you need to do more of, though, than maybe what happened against the Saints?
You know, we just got to be efficient. I think even myself, just understand the play calls, do what we're coached to do.
How much more can you guys do with the game plan if you guys get your entire starting line back?
You know, it's always nice when you have your starting line out there, I'll tell you that. And, you know, I'm always happy. I don't ever complain with that. So, but, you know, we can always do anything we want. You know, even with everybody else in there, you know, our game plan is our game plan. What we do is what we do.
Brett, having him back, how involved is he in these film sessions during the week?
He's pretty involved. You know, me and Aaron talk a lot, even when he was playing. We still talked a lot, and it, you know, it's the same. Now it's a different, you know, type of talk. He's telling me stuff, and, you know, it's good for me. So,
how much does his presence just help you out, just being in the room with you?
Aaron's always been a brother to me, so, you know, whenever you have people like that around, you know, you always feel better.
When Coach says you guys, the offense, defense, you guys have to play faster, how do you go about executing that?
You know, just like I said, being more efficient, understanding the play call, why it's called, and executing.
Coach has been really, you know, open about his praise and his faith in what you know, you as the quarterback.
Yeah.
He did it again today. What does it mean to you that he's, you know, he's had your back and he believes in you?
Yeah, I love McCarthy. You know, I love this team. I love the coaches. And, you know, our goal is to win games. So, you know, their confidence in me helps me a lot. But, you know, I'm going out there. I'm trying to win games and help them out.
How much different is it to prepare for a Lions team now, a team you've seen a lot over
yeah.
3 years, versus the Saints last year you hadn't seen since?
Yeah. You know, division games are always, you know, you sort of know the opponent a lot better. The Saints, we hadn't played them in a while, so don't really have any. I didn't personally have any tape on them other than I think I played them in the preseason, but that doesn't help. But the Lions, I have a lot of film on them, have a lot of already studied them, sort of know what they do, how they do it, and why they do it, and you know, it'll be fun.
What stood out to you in the game against the Steelers? You know, the kept on, they got the pressure on Ben. So strange that the Lions had a lot of time of possession but couldn't put the points in the end zone. That made it a strange game against the Steelers, right?
What is exactly your
question?
The
Lions and the Steelers. What did you see about the Lions' defense that stood out the most?
They're a good defense. They're good at takeaways. They're good at, they're good at what they do. They're NFL defense. So
Fred, what are a couple things that you're focusing on for areas of improvement?
Just everything. I think moving the ball and scoring points and winning. That's the name of the game.
Based on some of the things New Orleans did, do you get an idea at all of how defenses are going to game plan for you specifically?
New Orleans really lined up and just played, and that's what they did against Aaron. It's the same versus running quarterbacks and guys who can sort of get out the pocket. They want to keep you in the pocket, and I think every team will probably sort of have that approach.
Right, you know how talented your receiving group is. Jordan,
yes.
Devontae, Randall, and those guys have said that the offense goes through them. How do you get them more involved?
We just got to get them the ball, get them the rock. And that's my job as a quarterback. They'll get the ball, they'll get their touches, and they'll make the most of it.
Brett, I know fans have got an opportunity to know Favre and Rodgers for so long because they played so long and so consistently for a while. Who is Brett Hundley? I mean, how would you describe yourself to these fans that might not know you?
First off, the fans are awesome out here, but, I'm a fun-loving guy. So I love football, and, I like eating. I think that's the number one thing. I like to eat and I like to cook. I like to travel, and watch my social media account. You'll get a lot more from that too.
How do you handle that though? That folks are really used to just two quarterbacks around here. For multiple generations.
Yeah,
it's a lot of pressure. How do you handle that personally?
It's nice. My name is Brett. That goes a long way here. So that's a nice little thing. But other than that, they've been used to Brett and Aaron. And now there's another Brett, just my last name's Hundley. So,
is it nice there's another Aaron too in the backfield?
Yes, yeah. My name was Aaron, it'd be just perfect.
Yeah. I remember Aarons. After that Vikings game, you said Aaron is Aaron, but I'm Brett.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. What did you mean by that?
Obviously, when a guy like 12 goes down, he's a Hall of Famer. It's hard to replace a guy like him. I've been, learning from him for 3 years. But at the end of the day, now, I'm just praying for him and hoping his recovery goes well. But we got to get out there and we got to win games, our season is over and that's exactly what I mean. We still have everything in front of us. We got a long stretch coming up, but we got to make the most of it. And, our expectations are still the same. So
with that in mind, how important is this game, a divisional game, a need to get a win type of game?
Divisional games are always important. Every game is always important too, but especially divisional games. This game is a big one. Monday Night Football. What else could you want other than the Super Bowl? But it'd be a fun one, and it'd be a big game.
Does it catch your attention at all when there's a report out there that the Packers are interested in another quarterback?
No, I really don't look at that stuff. My mind is on winning, and playing the best I can.
Two more?
That's Brett. Thank you.
Brett, I don't know how much you've been able to see Kenny Clark in terms of his development, but have you seen
good question.
Him just make a jump from where he was at when you guys were at UCLA?
Yeah. Kenny's like a monster, like a man-child almost. He's young, but he's just freaking a monster. So he's developed so much. I think Mike has helped him, and every guy in the sort of locker room, the older guys, have helped him a lot. And he's developed tremendously. So it's nice to see him sort of grow into – what he can be, and he'll just get better with time, and he's going to be one of the best.